Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Just a bit of rain and the garden is fresh and clean. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve tickets, and please keep in mind that the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public if you are not yet fully vaccinated. Just a quick note as we close out 1 year and head into the next, if you have not yet taken a stroll through this season's glow, you still have a couple of weeks to get in to see the magic that happens in the garden after dark. A couple of my favorite spots are the Cactus Garden, where you'll be mesmerized by the changing spectacle of shapes and lights, and the walkway down toward the bayou, where you can make your own life-size silhouettes. If you're concerned about walking in the garden after a bit of rain, rest easy. The garden angels have been busy all along the pathways. They've filled in the low spots with gravel or sand, so you'll not be walking in the muddy patches. And if you're just a bit careful, you can leave the garden with fairly clean shoes. That said, let's start a walk heading down the promenade to the Bohannon Rose Garden. This area is still showing some lovely blooms, but none sunnier than the golden bush daisies at the back of the garden. These happy little yellow daisy flowers are a wonderful backdrop for all the special events that happen here under the pergola. While you admire them, you're treated to the light scent of the lavender planted around the supports for the pergola, and if you look over the wall, you'll see the wonderful beds of paper whites that are already blooming in the meadow below. Take the back exit from the Rose Garden into the Garden of the Senses, where the scent of the curry plant, which is basically a neat gray-green perennial about 2 feet high and 3 feet across, the scent just pervades the air for 10 to 12 feet around the plant. This plant is not the basis for curry seasoning, as curry seasoning is a blend of spices, but the scent this plant gives off is reminiscent of curry. The curry plant can live for years with just a little pruning, a little water, and poor soil conditions. Also take a sniff of the heliotrope, which is blooming now. But unlike the curry plant, the scent is very light and you need to get right into the flower to catch the aroma of vanilla crossed with cherry pie. If you wander out to Tram Road and down through the banyan grove, along the right side of the road and just past the tram bench, there's a lovely tangle of yellow jacobinia, still making a strong showing of hot yellow fountains of flowers. Once you pass the overlook, you can turn to the right down the gravel path that is Alpine Lane. If you follow it up toward the dry lake bed, you'll see a patch of society garlic. This plant is not traditional culinary garlic, but it is edible, and the leaves and tubers do have a garlicky flavor. They also have a garlicky smell, so if you plant it in your rock garden or use it as a border, don't put it in a high traffic area because it will smell garlicky. However, the sweet lavender flowers will bloom almost year-round, and those can be used as a delicate garnish as they are edible too. Walking back up to Tram Road, if you go by Memorial Meadow, take a quick look in the border gardens. While it's still too early for most of the iris to be blooming, some of the plants are defying nature and blooming early. You might be treated to a flower or two worth seeing. And on your way back toward the Cactus Garden, take a quick glimpse of the lovely yellow paper whites blooming along Tram Road just before the Aloe Collection. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.